no free lunch. We drove in silence to a small coffee shop. After ordering our sandwiches at the counter, Rich Dad and I sat down at a small table, and my education continued. Breaking out his yellow legal pad and pen, Rich Dad began by asking me, "As I have told you many times, there are three types of education that are important for your success in the real world. What are those three types of education?" As I spoke, Rich Dad wrote, "The three types are academic, professional, and financial education." "Very good," said Rich Dad, as he listed them on his legal pad. 1. Academic. 2. Professional. 3. Financial. "Presently, what kind of education are you pursuing?" "Professional education," I replied immediately. "When I finish the 4-year program at the academy, I'll have my Bachelor of Science degree and a third mate's license to sail on commercial ships throughout the world." "Do they teach you much about finances or investing?" asked Rich Dad. "Not yet," I replied. "What do they tell you about retirement planning?" "So far, the general attitude is that when we graduate, we will work for a large shipping company, companies such as State Lines, U.S. Lines, or Matson Navigation, and the company will provide the funds for our retirement." "Old corporate entitlement thinking," Rich Dad said softly with his usual smirk. As we munched away at our sandwiches, Rich Dad began to further explain his ideas on investor education. "Let me show you some differences between how a banker thinks and how your mutual fund salesperson thinks." "Okay," I replied. "First of all," said Rich Dad, "let me explain to you what is involved with financial education." Tilting the yellow legal pad closer to me, he began to write, 5. Exit. 4. Protect. 3. Leverage. 2. Manage. 1. Earn/create. Looking back up at me, Rich Dad said, "Most people go to school to learn how to earn or create money. The problem is, that is where their education ends." Pointing to the topic of manage, Rich Dad said, "Most people earn money from their work but struggle financially, regardless of how much money they make, simply because they never learn to manage their money properly. Many people are smart when making their money but are foolish when spending it. Do you understand that?" "Yes, I do," I replied. "That is why you spent so much time teaching Mike and me how to read a financial statement and the differences between assets, liabilities, income, and expenses." "Very good," said Rich Dad. Pointing to the next topic, the word leverage, Rich Dad said, "The next step in your financial education, after managing your money, is learning how to leverage your money." "You mean I need to learn how to make money with my money, to have my money work harder than me?" "Not only your money, you want your banker's money working hard for you also." "I want to invest with my banker's money?" Nodding, Rich Dad said, "There are many people who manage their money well, but they fail to become very rich simply because they never learn to harness the power of financial leverage. Most people attempt to leverage their money by saving money or trying to become debt-free. While these are simple forms of leverage, they are not really forms of power leverage." "Is the reason you took me to meet your banker because a banker is a source of power leverage?" Nodding again, Rich Dad continued on, saying, "When you invested in your mutual funds, whose money did you use?" "I invested my own money." "If you truly want to understand investing with leverage, you need to learn how to invest with someone else's money, someone like your banker." "But your banker said he would not lend me money to invest in mutual funds." "That is why I wanted you to talk to him. If you want to become a great investor, you need to see the world through a banker's eyes. Did you ever ask your mutual fund salesman if he would lend you his money to invest in the mutual funds he was selling you?" "No, I didn't ask." "A banker can be a wealth of information on how they evaluate risk and returns on investment. Most people just go to the bank to save money or borrow a few dollars for their home loan or consumer loans. Very few people ask a banker about how to use the bank's money as leverage to become rich. That is why you say I need to know the difference between good debt and bad debt. Most people only see the banker for bad debt, debt that makes you poorer." "Getting this lesson?" asked Rich Dad. "The lesson on the importance of leverage and investing?" I nodded, took a deep breath, and looked back at the list on his legal pad. Over the years, I had heard much of this, and I had observed him dealing with his bankers, often borrowing large sums of money. So the first reason people struggle financially is because they mismanage their money. The second reason is that they fail to leverage their money. Nodding, Rich Dad said, "And in just those two steps, the rich begin getting really rich, while everyone else works hard and struggles financially. That is why I want you to continue to learn more about managing your money and how to leverage your money. Each step is a course of study in itself." "How do I continue to learn more about those two steps?" I asked. "From your banker. One that wants to help you, smiled Rich Dad. Where do you think I learned it from? As you get older, make it a practice to talk to your banker. Take him or her to lunch. Pick their brains. Find out how they think, what they think is important, why they say yes to certain people and why they say no to others. All it will cost you is a lunch now and then.